And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making the headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. The biggest story this morning is out of Venezuela, where authorities are saying that they're in the process of quashing a coup after the opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has been recognised as the rightful interim president of Venezuela by Australia, among other countries, announced he was in the final phase of ending the incumbent Nicolas Maduro's rule and that he has the support of at least some parts of the military. However, the military leaders in Venezuela still seem to be backing Maduro. So there's a bit of a debate about what exactly is happening. And the Maduro government and their supporters, Russia and China, are calling it a coup attempt by Guaido. But the US has a different view. Here's the National Security Advisor John Bolton this morning.
This is clearly not a coup. We recognize Juan Guaido as the legitimate interim president of Venezuela. And just as it's not a coup when the president of the United States gives an order to the Department of Defense, it's not a coup for Juan Guaido to try and take command of the Venezuelan military.
But there is a big question about what exactly the US is going to do about this. John Bolton was asked whether the US was willing to use a military option to support Juan Guaido.
Let me say two things to be very clear. Number one, we want as our principal objective the peaceful transfer of power. But I will say again, as the president has said from the outset, and that Nicolas Maduro and those supporting him, particularly those who are not Venezuelan, should know, is all options are on the table.
At the moment, the Russian military has been moving troops and equipment into Venezuela to support Maduro. Needless to say, if the Americans start sending troops in too, things could start to get very tense. Another big story this morning, Fran, actually involves a man who was intimately involved in the most famous US intervention in a Latin American country in the last four decades in Nicaragua. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North was instrumental in the secret plan by the Reagan administration to sell arms to Iran and use the profits to support the far-right Nicaraguan opposition group, the Contras, both in defiance of the US Congress. Oliver North was charged with crimes in relation to his involvement in that plan, but was acquitted on a technicality. Since then, he has become a well-known conservative commentator, and last year he was elected as the president of the National Rifle Association, the primary gun lobby group in the United States. Only a couple of days ago, the NRA was putting out social media posts about how great Oliver North was, like this one.
A leader is the man who stands in front of the angry mob with his arms crossed and says, if you're going to lay the blame on anybody, you're going to lay it on me. And he never, never forgets the people he serves, because it is in their hearts and minds where leaders rise and leaders perish. The NRA is blessed with the finest. Our president, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North.
Very inspirational. Oliver North was seeking re-election as the president of the NRA at their convention on the weekend and looked likely to get it, with the president of the United States, Donald Trump himself, singing Oliver North's praises.
Oliver North. I've been following Oliver for a long time. Great guy.
And yet, when push came to shove, it wasn't to be. Oliver North never fronted the crowd at the convention, sending Vice President Richard Childress out to read a statement for him.
Please know, I hope to be with you today as NRA president endorsed for re-election. I'm now informed that that will not happen.
So, what happened? Well, the president of the NRA is really more of an honorary position. The association is actually run by the CEO, Wayne LaPierre, who has been in charge since 1991. There have been 11 presidents in that time, but just one CEO. When Oliver North took the president's job, he demanded a salary, as he described in the letter read out at the convention.
In spring of 2018, NRA, EVP, and CEO Wayne LaPierre urged me to retire from my job at Fox News, become the president, and I accepted a salary position with Ackerman Queen, so I agreed to do so.
Despite it being unusual for the NRA president to receive a salary, he demanded one and got one from the NRA's chief advertising agency. Though over the last year, the NRA and its ad agency have been getting into various disputes, including legal ones. In response, Oliver North, who has an interest in seeing the two staying together, demanded the resignation of CEO Wayne LaPierre, saying if he didn't, information would be released about a devastating account of our financial status, sexual harassment charges, accusations of wardrobe expenses and excessive staff travel expenses. LaPierre responded by saying that he felt like he was being extorted by North and his associates and managed to get the board to back him. North has now been forced out. LaPierre was re-elected last night to stay in his job. But the NRA is in a lot of trouble, Fran. Their finances are apparently a mess and they're about to be investigated by the New York State Attorney General for potentially violating the terms of their tax-exempt donation status. Difficult times for the NRA, Fran. And generally not an organisation you should go to looking for donations at the moment, potentially.
Matt, thank you very much. Cheers, Matt Bevan. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 10 minutes to 7.